Early data suggests that people infected with the Omicron coronavirus are 50 to 70% less likely to be hospitalized than those with the Delta. Britain's public health agency announced Thursday, December 23rd. The new findings on COVID-19 disease was a small ray of sunlight, said one researcher. The data adds to growing evidence that Omicron produces milder sickness than other versions of the virus. But scientists warn that reductions in severity must be weighed against the fact that Omicron spreads much faster than Delta. Based on cases in Britain, a person with Omicron is estimated to be 31% to 45% less likely to go to a hospital emergency department compared to someone with Delta. And the same person is 50 to 70% less likely to be admitted to hospital, the agency said. The British Public Health Security Agency said the finding has a high level of uncertainty. It said it was based on a small number of Omicron patients in hospitals, and that most of them were in younger age groups. As of December 20th, 132 people had been admitted to UK hospitals with confirmed Omicron. 14 of them died, all between the ages of 52 and 96. Experts not involved with the research called it promising. To me, it's a small ray of sunlight among all the dark clouds, said Dr. Jonathan Lee, director of the Harvard Brigham Virology Specialty Laboratory. The signs that Omicron may cause less severe disease support lab data suggesting Omicron does not grow as well in cells of the lungs, Lee said. The findings add to similar data from South Africa, added Dr. Bruce Walker. He is director of the Reagan Institute of Massachusetts General Hospital, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Harvard. Walker said there are still unknowns, such as the relative severity of Omicron in someone vaccinated compared with someone who had COVID-19 before, or someone who is unvaccinated and has not had the disease. Vaccination remains critical, he said. Walker is an investigator with the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, which also supports the Associated Press's Health and Science Department. The British agency's research said the protection a vaccine booster shot gives against symptomatic Omicron infection appears to lessen after about 10 weeks. Protection against hospitalization and severe disease is likely to last longer, it said. The announcement came after two studies from Imperial College London and Scottish researchers found patients with Omicron were 20 to 68% less likely to require hospital treatment than those with Delta. Information from South Africa, where Omicron was discovered, has also suggested Omicron might be less severe there. Salim Abdul Karim is an infectious disease expert in South Africa. He recently said that the rate of admissions to hospitals was far lower for Omicron than it was for Delta. Our overall admission rate is in the region of around 2% to 4%, compared to previously, where it was closer to 20%, he said. Karim added that although there are a large number of cases, fewer are being admitted to the hospital. I'm Anna Mateo.